All right. Take care now. And stay clear of the forest. With all these disappearances, you can never be too careful.
Good evening, young man. What can I get you? Really? Brandy? In midday? All right, fine. So tell me, what is a young specimen such as yourself doing drinking so early in the day? I don't mean to pry. But the last I can recall doing something like this, it was just after my husband had passed. And judging from how you carried yourself through the door, you seem to have some emotional baggage of a similar weight. Maybe hitting the bottle a little too hard to cope? Please don't get me wrong. You don't seem like some drunkard. No. To me, it seems life has been anything but fair to you. Tell you what. If you can stick around here for the rest of the day, then you and I can go have some fun later tonight. Get your mind out of the ditch. Change your pace. Shh. Hush. Don't worry about that. I'll pay for you. My treat. And first things first, I'll be taking this. Alcohol is the last thing you need right now. No. What you need is to get some meat in you. Wait here. I'll be back with some mutton and water. Then you can tell me about your problems. Huh? Oh, yeah. Must have slipped my mind. My name's Claire. Pleased to make your acquaintance. Handsome. Well, my dear, I want you to know that your story isn't all that unique. And please don't take that the wrong way. I only meant to say that, well, you're not alone. Many other people have had their lives go wrong as yours has. Moreover, they've all gotten through it. Trust me, despite our many blunders, we humans are resilient. You're stronger than you let yourself believe. And I don't want you to worry about any of that tonight. I want you to take time away from your stresses and think about something else. You're terribly overwhelmed and you need to relax. So, the only thing that I want you to think about tonight is me. But more specifically, what's between my legs? Aww, what? Did you think I would just invite you in to spend the night and nothing more? Why else would I be taking you in this late into the night? Well, morning, as of now. But who's keeping track? Shh. Try not to think about it too much, sweetie. And just follow me. Let me take care of you tonight. You need it. Hun, don't even entertain such thoughts. Of course I need to do this. You must unwind. It's absolutely no trouble at all. In fact, I want to do this. So please, just go with it. Now, let's do something about this shirt. There we go. No. It's all right, dear. No need to hide yourself. Hun, your chest is fine. Perfect, really. So smooth. Infirm. And invulnerable. Come. I'm already getting excited just looking at you. First, the collar. There. Now the... Hush. Hun, good boys don't ask questions. Now tell me, are you a good boy? Enthusiastic. I like it. Now the wrist restraints. Behind you. There. Just some light bondage, hun. Nothing too serious. All right. On your knees, boy. Now stay. It's hot in here, and this stuffy dress is only making things worse. Finally. I really need a bigger corset. My breasts need more room than that. Are they good enough for you? They may have fallen a bit over the years, but that tends to happen with larger busts, I guess. What about my waist? Certainly is more skin than some would prefer. Enough to work up a decent sweat by merely existing in this horrid dress. But I think it adds to the experience. Don't you think? Thank you, dear. I assumed you thought as much. After all, you were stealing glances at my rear all day. So? How about a full view? Oh, gods. Finally, my body's been suffocated all day by that cursed thing. Feels so much better. Is my ass all you had hoped? Thank you, dear. Some patrons of the tavern have compared it to that of a horse. And I do admit, it may be a bit wide. But clearly you don't mind. You would really lay with someone who has a little extra skin to show. An ass that can barely be contained by the sweaty undergarments around it. Stretching near to the point of tearing. So eager to get started, are we? But it seems you've misunderstood my intentions, boy. I didn't bring you here to take you inside me. You see, owning a business is very stressful. Profit margins, supply and demand, labor costs. It's a lot for one woman to deal with. You can use me for your own relief some other time. Tonight, you're going to help me relieve my stress. A vessel for me to fill with all the pent-up energy I've built up in the day. Tonight, you are going to serve me, my personal little cum slut. Aw, how adorable. Can't even manage to get a word out. What's wrong? Surprised a woman could carry such a thick member between her legs?
A whole 5 inches of soft, thick, virile tension. And it's only going to get bigger. All for you, sweet boy. I thought I told you to stay. Gods, yes. I love a boy that fights back. And the taming is my favorite part. The eventual release of control. And the submission. Orgasmic. Quiet now, sweetie. That mouth will get you in trouble if you're not careful. So why not put it to some better use? Open. I've always wanted to grow hard inside someone. I said, open your mouth, little boy. Now. Good. Now relax. I'm going to hold your head for leverage. And calm down, hun. I know it's a lot. But don't worry. Eventually, this will be almost effortless. I just need to break you in. Take a deep breath now, dear. How warm. Can you feel it? Can you feel me harden? Deeper and deeper inside. By the gods, you're tight. And I'm not even fully erect yet. Yes. All the way down your throat. Hun, I'm gonna start moving, okay? Just. Out. And in. Out. Oh, such a good boy. You're hugging me so, so tight. All those nights of stroking myself alone could never compare to this. Ready yourself, dear. I can feel it building already. Oh, there's no stopping it. I have to feel you. I'm so close. Yes. I feel it. So much. It's coming. Now. I need. Oh, God, yes. Take it. Take all of it, little slut. Ah, oh, yes. Oh, my good little cufflet. Yes. Good. so good. We're going to have a wonderful time. I can already tell. Breathe, hon. Breathe. That was the best I've felt in all my years. And yet, my cock still wants more. Here, before we move on, I want you to really feel what you do to me. Look up at me. See the cum dripping out? All for you. Breathe in. Really familiarize yourself with the scent of my sex. You will soon know it better than any other. Yes. Struggle. It only makes me want you more. Can you feel them pulsing? Full of semen. My love. Fighting to release into you. Forced into you. Oh, gods, I need it. Stand up. Stand up now. On the bed, boy. Oh, really? You still don't want this. Such a naughty little boy, lying through his teeth. While your own sex betrays you, held back by your garments. Not fair. Now, dear, don't be such a brat. One sex never lies. Aww, how adorable. Small? Oh, no, dear. You have a beautiful shaft. It's just... not much of a comparison is all. It's cute. And already leaking. Delicious. Maybe some other time I'll return the favor and take you in my mouth, as you did me. But for now, my body still aches for release. And as sweaty as you are, you're still far too dry for my liking. Let's remedy that. How is it? I can only imagine. My love handles just barely falling around you, holding my cock to yours, enveloping you, the bigger of the two. Rubbing. Twitching. Only to remind you of my inevitable release. All over you. The heavy sack below my shaft. Suffocating yours from fresh air. Am I still to believe that you want me to stop? Even now, as you throb against me. Silent now, are we? Nothing to say. Oh, that won't do. Give me your neck. Mm.
Oh, there it is. A cute little whimper. You do want this. Here, hun. Suckle. My breasts need attention. Oh, yes. Good boy. Oh, thank you. Drink. Drink as much as you want, my boy. Wrap your legs around me. Oh. Try to hold it in now. I don't know why, but something about you kept me going. I think I even have another load in me after this one. I'm ready to fill that cute little ass of yours. No matter if you finish early or not. And I would much prefer that you enjoy this until the end. Just a bit longer, my boy. I'm already close again. Faster. Faster. More. More. Here. Kiss me. Mine. You look heavenly, my dear, covered in my love. Do you see what you do to me? I may be the one in charge, but the sight of you makes me lose control of myself. I can't help it. I need you. You must feel something similar. More than just a want, but a need for me. You can't possibly deny it now. Han, please. Speak up. Just say what's on your mind. Yes, mistress. Oh my, that... I like that. I need you. I need to be inside you. One last time. I've taken your throat and covered you in my cum. All that's left to claim is this tight little hole. Untouched. Waiting. Free. Empty. Relax yourself and let it slide all the way in. Oh my God. Perfect boy, hitting every spot of this tight little ass. Oh, but that's not enough, is it? My slut's little cock needs attention, too. Don't worry, dear. My weight on you will take care of that. Take you up on your offer. Take you and me. Wherever you want. Even my pussy. As I stroke myself over you. And release onto you again. I'm so close. Can you feel it? The twitching. Harder. Oh, let's finish together, my prince. Here. No need to restrain you anymore. Yes. I'm going to hold me. Get ready. Here it comes. And you, and that felt better than anything I've done in years. Are you all right? Nothing hurts, or hurts too much? Oh, no. My dear, I can't apologize enough. I didn't mean to lose control like that. I just got lost in it and So, you don't really mind the pain? That's good to know. Thank you for telling me. I couldn't handle knowing I hurt you. Though either way, you'll get used to it. Wow. You came, but, I can't even tell how much. Your seed is drowned out by my own. Well, I hate to end so abruptly, but I'm spent. I have to work in about 8 hours. And you have your first day on the job. We can clean up tomorrow. No, hon, it's fine. Really. I'm used to sleeping in a puddle. No, dear. I'm leaving it in for the night. It may be hard to believe after that display, but I'm often woken up in the middle of the night by my own erections. Wet dreams are a chronic problem of mine, and I can only expect it to be much worse now that I have you. My little prince. It's just more convenient this way. Well, good night. I'll see you in the morning. Or maybe sooner.